Broadcasting live from beautiful, historic Marion, Ohio, it's Now with Scott Spears on WWGH 107.1 FM. Call Scott live on the air anytime at 740-383-9944. No topic is too big or too small. I'm your announcer, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. And now, here's your host, Scott Spears.
All right, thank you, man with the golden voice, Ted Williams. Scott Spears back with you here. Sean Kraft sitting in with Angie Evers. We're talking currently about people being weighed getting on an airplane, and we've been joined here by a gentleman on the telephone, 53 years of age, who's had the bariatric surgery, a sleeve, and lost a pretty good amount of weight, over 100 pounds, doing well now. Now, sir, would you recommend this to somebody who was in your shape before?
Yes. If you simply can't lose weight because on your own, like I couldn't, I think I was insulin resistant, and I couldn't lose weight. I would lose weight, and then I would gain it back plus.
Yeah, that's how I am.
I don't gain weight.
Now, did you, because I've known heavy people who do well, heart-wise, diabetes-wise, because I think they watch their diet, and maybe it is a genetic thing. Did you eat a good diet?
Oh, yeah. I mean, I haven't had a carbonated drink since before the surgery. I don't eat sugar. That's out. Everything I eat is just smaller portions. I can really only hold about a cup of food in my stomach. That's my limit.
Now, before the surgery, how was your eating habits?
Terrible.
Yeah, and don't you think, now what if you had changed your eating habits prior to the surgery?
If I could have changed my eating habits to what they are, even close to now, I wouldn't have needed the surgery.
Isn't that interesting?
I simply couldn't do it. Once I started eating, it was practically nonstop. I would sit, and before the surgery, I could think myself hungry.
That's how I am. I stress eat.
Now I don't. I mean, I have to force myself to eat sometimes. Now I'm simply not hungry.
Do you think, though, that society is offensive to heavier people? I mean, certainly people have said rude things to people. I'm not denying that. But people say rude things to people for all kinds of reasons. They say them for race. They say them for sexual orientation. They say them for, being too tall, being too short. I mean, we always find things to make fun of.
Yeah, but those other things, race, sexual orientation, and all that, I mean, you can't really do anything about that. Your weight, you can't.
So do you think it's...
For the most part, if you're a big person, chances are real good. Like in my case, it was practically all my fault. I mean, there might have been some genetics in it, but it was my fault. I couldn't stop eating.
Well, I tell you, I am so glad to hear you've turned this around, and I'm so glad you called in and shared this story, because you never know who's out there listening. It could help somebody. So you think weighing people would be okay?
It's going to be embarrassing either way, but yeah, I understand they do it because of the balance on the plane. I know why they do it. It's like same thing with a boat. You have to distribute the weight evenly so it doesn't, pitch or roll or whatever.
Well, you know,
why they want to do it.
It's funny to me because for years they've done this on rides at amusement parks because they don't want things to break and somebody to get killed. So why not an airplane? What's the difference?
Yeah, I mean, you know, when you're a big person, if anybody mentions anything about your weight, that's a pretty sensitive subject.
But helicopters do this at air shows.
I understand why they want to do it, but it's still embarrassing.
I can understand the embarrassment. But, you know, I think sometimes when you make... I think it's when you hide it that makes it worse sometimes. I've noticed
that
people...
I know me, I mean, I've gotten to the point where, and to this day, I don't go out that often. And, I mean, I can go out now, and people don't look at me weird now, unless they're looking at my saggy skin. But, you know, people don't look at me like, oh, my God, the guy's huge. They don't look at me like that anymore. And it makes me feel better.
Well, that's good. But, you know, sometimes I do think that, let's say you are, you know, not a beautiful person. Well, people might look at that. But if you take control of that and you make fun of yourself first and become okay with it, then it doesn't hurt as much when somebody else comes after you. It kind of reminds me of the whole same-sex movement, that if you are in the closet because you're so worried that people are going to attack you, which is my, I guess, would be the reason you'd be in the closet. I don't know why else you would be, that you're fearful people are going to judge you. That's worse than being out of the closet and letting people judge you, because you carry that through your life. It stresses you. You're constantly living a lie, a mystery. I think once you accept it, you know, a lot of people who are heavy do not want to take pictures. But the more you see yourself in pictures as you are, I think you get more okay with it.
Yeah. Because I had people make fun of me practically all my life. And I make fun of me. I would make fun of me. And then, I mean, my skin got pretty thick. It didn't bother me. I didn't care what anybody said. But I did it for my own health reasons. I didn't do it for society. I did
good.
It for me, which
good.
Is the right reason to do it.
Absolutely. Well, I tell you, keep on keeping on, sir, and keep listening and call in anytime. Thank you.
Okay.
Bye-bye. That's a very interesting story.
Yeah. Very good story.
And by the way, phone lines are open, 740-383-9944. That's 740-383-9944. Don't you think the longer you try to hide something, though, the worse it is?
Oh, yeah, if you keep it in, you know, it's worse on your stress, because you stress about it all the time. And I have stuff like that I keep in, but sometimes I've just let it all out sometimes.
Well, I don't know why people just don't, if you know something's bothering you, bring it out. And then that way, it doesn't fester under the skin.
Right. And it doesn't bother you as much.
No, it doesn't bother you as much. You know, I know people who take pictures and things like that, and they do it because they want to get used to what's going on. Mm-hmm. Oh, let's see here. Go ahead, caller.
That was a very good call.
Wasn't that an interesting a call?
I just turned on about 15 minutes ago. I thought that you were going to be doing the donut show tonight.
We were going to do the donut show tonight, but we got Sean to come sit in for Angie while she's at the dance recital, so we did this.
Okay, well, I enjoy it when it's live.
Well, I appreciate that. Thank you. All right, we enjoy people. You know, we try to be live as often as we can. Oh, and by the way.
Yes.
Thursday night during our 7th anniversary extravaganza, supported by Domino's Pizza and the L&P Cake Shop, Buckeye Guy, Mary Ellen Withrow, everybody here at the station. I don't think we've had anybody not show up. It's going to be a great, great night.
Yeah, I don't think I'm going to show up that night.
Oh, you?
I'm going to skip.
Well, we'll do our big group picture. You always put away a couple pizzas.
You mean, yeah, towards the side so I can eat them later.
Well, you know, that's the thing. I always have to set my dinner up to the side because I'm on the air the entire night. Yeah,
me too, usually. I'm on the air all night.
And Kazoo Man, I think, is going to be here singing Happy Anniversary, WWGH.
Yeah, very nice guy.
That was an interesting call, though, but I do think that people should be weighed at the airport. We weigh people on helicopters. We weigh people on roller coasters. Why not?
They don't weigh people on roller coasters.
They look at them, and they say, you can't get on here.
If they don't have time to weigh people, every single person that walks through there. When I worked at Cedar Point, all we did is you have to, I mean, if you can't fit in it, then.
Well, isn't that, okay, so doesn't that belie your airport thing, that they just need to weigh the people who look it? They don't have time to sit and weigh everybody?
Well, I don't know. Maybe, you know, maybe they just need to, what they probably need to do is, maybe they should have you put your weight in when you buy your ticket.
Yeah, but do you not know how much you weigh? I guess I'm not sure why this is such a concern.
I'm saying, though, is when you buy, instead of getting weighed at the airport, maybe in front of everybody, maybe they should just have you put your weight in on your ticket.
Well, people would lie. They lie on their driver's license.
Well, no, then if they show, think about it. You know how much I weigh.
Yes.
Okay. If I go in, if I put my weight in, I'm 150 pounds. And when I go there in front of the officers, they're going to say,
"Who did you eat on the way in here?"
Exactly. And you can't really lie if you're 400 pounds or higher. You just can't. You can't hide that.
Yeah, but I guess I'm confused. What is the problem with having somebody step on a scale? I mean, you're saying you know what you weigh. You'd put it on your ticket.
Well, because
so why not do it at the airport?
Because it's singling people out. Because they don't have time to wait. Because the airlines are on a time schedule. They don't have time to weigh every single person.
Well, I don't think you need to weigh every single person.
That's what I'm telling you earlier.
Okay, don't weigh every person.
So think about it. Every person that comes through there that looks fat, they're going to weigh them, and they're going to single them out.
Yeah, but don't those people know they look bigger?
And by the way, last time I flew, we just
changed subjects here.
No. This is the same. This is a weight thing. When I last time I flew, you know that thing they put you through the scale, or they sometimes scan you and see if you have anything on your body.
Yes.
What they call that thing? X-ray?
Metal detector,
metal
yes.
detector X-ray. They need to make that whiter.
Oh, here we go.
No, seriously, it's not
now,
white
see,
enough.
That's right there.
It's not white
you
enough.
You think this isn't a problem?
Well, I'm just telling you. I mean, I'm big bone.
Okay.
I'm big bone. I mean, yes, I'm overweight.
Big
whatever.
Bone?
But what I'm saying, I'm...
What does that mean?
Like, I have broad shoulders. My shoulders are wide. And
okay.
And
well, then everything else matches.
No, what I'm saying is, when you're going into, have you flown for a while? No, you never flew in your life.
I have been up in the tin duck.
But
if there was anything that was going to crash, it was going to be that thing.
But you've never been inside of the airport ever.
I've been in the airport many times.
Okay, but you've never been across the, go do this.
I've been through the metal detectors.
When?
Oh, but I go through the metal
detectors. No, I'm not talking about the metal detector. I'm talking about when they scan for cavities and everything. I'm talking about everything. You know, that little thing goes around.
They do that at the hospital now.
They have you lift your arms up.
Yes, they do it at the hospital now.
This is totally different. This thing spins around you.
I have been...
So anyway...
Okay.
So you've never
what's
been
the point
in, you've
of
never
this?
Been in an airplane.
I don't understand what a why...
You've never been in an airplane.
I have been on the tin duck.
That's... The tin duck is totally different than the...
Darn right it's totally different. It was made in the 30s.
I know. But you... So you've never been on a commercial airline.
No.
So you don't... You have no clue what's going on.
I don't... what's going on? Do tell.
Okay, what I'm saying is when you walk through there, because you can't go that
but
far.
But to say I've never flown, that's incorrect.
You flew on the tin can. So
right.
That's more scary than it.
Yeah, it was. And they didn't want anybody getting on that thing.
You didn't have their seatbelts on that thing, did you?
We had to pull it out of the hangar before we flew on it. I'm surprised that thing didn't nosedive when you turned it on.
Did it have an engine on it?
Barely. Started off like this. And it never stopped. That's what it sounded like.
Did you like it?
No.
That was the first... So now you probably won't go on a commercial airline.
Oh, yes, I would. That's different than this.
Well, yeah. I mean, it's totally different.
I don't think you would want to... You wouldn't make it on this.
Well, I've been on small planes.
No. There's no air... You've never been on this. You don't understand.
Well, I've been on a plane with no air.
No. No air conditioning. You can't hear anything because it's so loud.
Mm-hmm.
The seats are tiny, tiny, tiny because it was... Man, you wouldn't fit on the thing, probably.
I've been in a Learjet. I've been in a small jet with no air. I don't know what that is. So one of those,
This was the 1930s.
Well, I haven't been in that old.
Okay, well then, now go ahead. What was your point about the airport security?
Well, anyway, that thing that they goes around, you have to go through the metal detector and check to see if you have any guns or whatever on you. They need to make that wider when you walk in there. Because you have to, like, go on your side and you have to turn and twist. It's ridiculous.
There is a metal detector at the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
I don't have to turn and twist to get through
well,
that
this
one.
This is totally different.
So everybody has to turn and twist to get through this.
Well, if you're big bone, yeah. And if you're skinny, no, because you can just walk through it and turn a little. This one, I have to go.
Do you have to turn at the hospital?
No.
Okay.
But this one's totally different. This one's set up different.
So why is it set
this
up different?
This is a, like a round. One in the hospital straight.
Okay.
This one's a round thing. And it spins around you.
Okay.
And yeah, it's ridiculous. They need to come up with something different.
But you get in there.
Barely. It's kind of tight. Then they have you lift your arms up.
Okay. So?
I don't know. Only in America. I think we need to change some stuff.
So, first of all, you're telling me you don't want to be weighed at the airport, but now you don't mind getting scanned that way?
No, I don't like that way. They need to make it wider.
So we need to single out society. We need to adjust society for everybody else.
I don't know, but they just can't they make stuff a little bit wider?
Like what?
Huh?
Airport security?
Just like on the airplane, why can't they make seats a little bit wider for people?
Maybe they don't have the room. I don't know. They're trying to keep the price down.
Yeah.
Give me a buzz, 740-383-9944. Any opinions on this? 740-383-9944. I think it's all a state of mind, really.
Well,
if you care, other people will care. Mm-hmm. If you don't care, other people won't care.
Well, I don't know. I mean, I think that society will be a lot happier if they would stop shrinking stuff. Just like, you know, when I worked at Cedar Point, the rides were a little bit bigger. But now they're smaller. They shrink them up. When I worked back to 1999, people can ride the rides. But now, if you're a certain size, you can't get on them because they shrink the seatbelts and everything.
Is it healthy to be...
It's not healthy, but I'm just saying, though, sometimes you have the condition... That, you know.
Do you ever think, I mean, say a heavier person who would be more apt to have a heart attack gets up in the plane and has a heart attack. Mm-hmm. Now, what are you supposed to do, land the plane?
Well, I mean, a small person can have a heart attack and then what happens? You're supposed to land the plane?
Well, that's right.
Just because they're fat doesn't mean they're
a heart attack. No, but it's not what I said. What I said was they're more apt. Anybody could have one, but a heavier person, as any doctor will tell you...
I had one.
There you go. How would you like having that up in the plane?
Well, I mean, yeah. I had one in my house.
You'd have died. Up in the plane. And nobody wants to watch you die.
Well, I mean, it just, you know, I mean, you're going to go by the time, but, you know...
See, here's where people are confused. It's not about you.
It's about people
have to watch that. Hey, Edna, did you watch that guy turn blue back there in the back? Keel over in the seat? Wasn't that something?
Yeah.
That'd scare the kids.
Well, you know, I know, but society, it's just, you know, that's nature. We come in the world or go out of the world.
But why rush it?
I know you ain't supposed to rush it, but I'm just saying some people have the condition.
What condition?
Anything. It could be hereditary, could have... What do they call that? Elephant disease? Whatever it's called? What do they call that?
Elephant disease?
Well, whatever they call it. What do they call
it?
Oh,
that? Mother.
There's a disease when
you... Elephantitis.
Yeah, elephantitis, you know.
What's wrong with that?
I'm nothing wrong. I'm just saying if they have that condition, it's not their fault. That
I don't care what people look like.
No, I'm just saying...
Be what you are.
That's what I'm saying. So, sometimes you have...
Some people go bald.
Like me, I'm going bald too.
You know, people make fun of that. Of course they do.
They do.
But we don't need it. Who cares? I don't care. You're bald.
I understand, but I'm just saying, though, if you have a health condition or whatever that is causing you, you shouldn't get penalized. It's not your fault. You just was dealt the deck of cards.
You know, it's like when people put the selfies on the internet.
Oh, I hate those.
I can tell that they're insecure. Because why else would you do that?
I hate pictures. I do not like my picture taken whatsoever.
And people sometimes think they really look good. I look at these people and say, don't I look good? And I'm thinking, you look... I can't even tell you how bad you look.
I don't know what's up with those people doing selfies. It must be a new trend. I don't know. I hate it. I'm just not into selfies. But I don't even like group pictures. I hate them.
Well, group pictures I do think are good because they are promotional value.
Do you know, let me tell you what happened? You know, I have a bad memory about group pictures. You probably remember this. You remember the group picture that I had?
And that scarred, the wedding.
That scarred me for life.
Well,
my pants ripped. I can't believe that lady made me get down on the ground. Knowing I'm a big man.
Listen, I think we should tell the audience what happened.
Go ahead.
We were at a wedding.
Your mom's wedding.
My mom's wedding.
Yeah.
And her second wedding.
Yeah, second wedding.
I wasn't at the first one.
No.
So we're at the second wedding, and it's a hot, is it June. It's warm. It's not. It's about this time of year, matter of fact. About this time of year.
Mm-hmm.
And we went outside of the church to take a big group picture, and there were a lot of people there. Big family photo. All this family. And they had us get in front of a tree, the photographer, outside. And they, because you're taller. And they asked you to kneel down the front, didn't they?
Yeah, they did.
Okay, you did?
Oh, yeah.
And I was behind you.
I was probably the biggest person around there, and they had a fat man get down on their knee.
Okay.
Unbelievable.
Well, here's what happened. We had ridden together to the church, you and I.
Yeah.
And all of a sudden, the picture's breaking up, and I see you in somebody else's car leaving. And I think, well, what in the world happened here? So I turned to somebody there, and I said, well, I wonder why he's riding home with somebody else. And they used some language I can't say on the radio. But they said, you split your pants. Then you came to the reception with sweatpants on.
I did. Yeah, I did. That was something else that day. And it was, and I was so hot. It was so hot out there.
How did you split your pants? Because every time I see that picture, because there's a few copies of that around, the look on your face in that picture.
Oh.
Oh, it's funny.
And, you know, it didn't split like a little, you know, it went.
Did your caboose bust out?
Yes. The whole caboose.
Did anybody see it?
Oh, yeah.
I know they heard it.
They heard it. They saw my boxers and everything.
Oh, no.
Oh,
well, thank
yeah.
God you had some on that day.
Yeah, there you go.
So this is a thing that happened.
Yeah.
It scarred you for life.
It sure did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So I don't know. Why'd you get down like that? Sounded to me like your pants were too tight.
Well, it was khakis. I think they were really old. You know how you wash your clothes so much and they get worn? I think that's what it was, probably.
Well, you don't get down.
Well, the photographer told me to do it.
Didn't you feel that you were tight?
I should have said, hey, trade places. I did not even think about...
Oh.
You know what I was thinking about? It's like, get this picture over with.
Has anybody else happened... Does this happen to anybody else? 740-383-9944. This is the topic tonight. 740-383-9944. I don't know. It just sounds... I don't recall a situation like that in my life.
So you never split your pants before?
No, I've never split my pants.
I split my pants twice before.
Oh, well, tell about the other time.
One time was at Cedar Point. And, you know, you have to wear an outfit there.
What kind of outfit did you have on?
Well, we had this, you know, back in the days, now they changed the color, but we had like this red and blue shirt and these shorts, right? These blue shorts. Anyway, before the park opens up, you have to clean your area and make sure everything's cleaned up and all this. And the ride that I was working on that morning was the Cedar Downs. It's the fast racing horses. You know, the horses that go really fast. So anyway, I was... This is so embarrassing. I had to go back to my room and change, but... Anyway, I'm glad... And my what made it embarrassing is my supervisor was there. She saw it. I'll never forget. That's probably... That probably tried. But I'm glad it wasn't no customer or nothing. But anyway, so I was leaning over picking up trash. And... My butt is split all the way down. And, you know, they don't make those outfits very strong, you know, because they have to make like thousands of them, right? So, you know, they probably get them over China. And,
what? What are you saying?
I'm just saying it was probably made in China. You know how they make them, like, a whole bunch of them? And
what does that have to do with the quantity
because,
of the...
Because you know how China stuff are made? They're not made very well.
Well, they don't have people your size over in China. They probably don't know about that.
So anyway, I still
want to know where those pants went that were on the wall at Depot Sales.
What was that? Oh, you mean on 309 there?
Yeah.
I don't know
the
who
big
took
pants.
Those. Yeah, who took those?
I don't know. They've never been located. Isn't that weird?
I remember you always said you were going to give me for a Christmas present.
Wouldn't you like to have an archive like that?
I think that was a dig, was what it was.
No!
Oh, absolutely.
Oh, no. How would that be a dig?
Oh, you take digs at me left and right.
How would that be a dig?
Right or left.
How would that be a dig?
True or false?
Do tell how that would be a dig.
Because you said I'm a big man, and you said it was a big pants.
They are and big pants.
You said I should wear them.
Well, I mean, what's wrong with that?
Did you know?
I bet you wouldn't blow those pants out.
What of a size they were, though?
Big.
60s?
70s? Oh, but I think they're bigger than... Yeah, maybe 70.
70?
Yeah.
I wonder who had those.
Everybody likes to go out and look at the big pants. You could probably get those around your waist.
So, they closed up years ago. What year did they close, Douglas?
Oh, about 20 years ago.
20 years ago? Yeah. I don't know who owned it. Do you know who was the owner?
No, but I don't even know. I mean, the pants were... So you bring your kids in there just to see the pants.
I remember that. It was hanging on the wall.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They were very big.
Yeah.
Those should have went to the Historical Society.
Maybe they are. Do you think they are?
I don't think they are.
Oh. Maybe...
Does anybody know what happened to the big pants? We don't know what happened to Eber Baker or the big pants. Maybe Eber Baker was buried in the big pants.
I saw that he was over by his grave.
I was.
You found it.
But I don't know that he's buried there. I can't say.
Really?
Yeah.
So, that was over by where they used to park on the...
Corey Street.
Yeah, Corey Street. And people used to park there on there all the time, right?
That's true.
Yeah.
They still could. I don't know if you want to do that, but they did for a long time during the Popcorn Festival.
So what do you think he is now?
I think he's still over there on Corey Street.
Oh, you do?
Well, they say they moved into the Marion Cemetery, but I don't believe that.
Did you find a tombstone over there, Marion Cemetery?
Well, there is one in the Marion Cemetery, but the records don't show that anybody's ever been moved.
Oh, really?
How would you know anyway?
It's probably a bunch of bones anyway, right? It'd actually be dust by now, right? What year did he die?
Well, he died in the 1800s, but I'm saying he would have been moved many years ago. Hmm. But I don't know how anybody would know.
Hmm. I don't know either. Because, I mean, I'm sure there's bones or dust. They're all done but dust now.
It takes a long time for a body to deteriorate.
Well, I mean, if it's like back in the 1800s, you'd think they would be by now.
Maybe, but I'm saying they probably...
And back in those days, they probably didn't embalm people.
No, but my question is, where are the books for the Quarry Street Cemetery telling where people were buried?
I don't know. Didn't Charlie say he used to know about all that?
No, nobody's ever known. That's the problem.
Because he worked at the cemeteries, right?
Not the Quarry Street.
No, he worked at the one in Marion Cemetery.
So I don't know.
Yeah. Hey, is it true that the ball moves? Somebody asked me about that the other day.
It does move, yeah.
It does?
Yeah. Very slowly.
So how's it move?
It's just the way it's set up.
Oh, it is?
But have you ever answered the first question on the show tonight?
What's that?
What's the problem with the vaccine? Why haven't you gotten it?
Well, because I...
went right to airlines for some reason.
Well, it's because the reason why I haven't got the vaccine yet is because... I did not know it was past the FDA, but... now I guess I'll check on that. But another thing is,
let's say it wasn't.
I got sick because I took the flu shot.
Yeah, but let's say it wasn't approved by the FDA. What difference does this make in your world?
When I got the flu shot, I got sick.
Yeah, but what does it have to do with
the
FDA?
And I was sick really bad.
What does this have to do with the FDA?
I just thought maybe that way, when it's passed through the FDA, that means it's...
Well, the flu shots go past the FDA.
They are.
Right.
But I'm just saying on the other one, because some people was telling me they had like a bad symptom.
What if tomorrow you got...
I didn't have no symptoms on the flu shot, but I got sick.
So you have broken the rules, though, you admitted earlier.
What?
That you have not had the vaccination, but you took your mask off in the public place.
I did.
So you're, you lied.
I broke the rule.
Broke the rules.
I did. But just for a minute, because I couldn't breathe. And I put
now, why can't you breathe?
Because I had one of those, I didn't have one of those hospital masks. I had one of those cloths, and those cloths are, there's like, I just took it off for a minute and I put it back on. So I was taking some stuff back.
Aren't you nervous not having the vaccine going into stores now where people are not wearing masks and people are not 6 feet apart?
Well, I try to keep my mind focused on not thinking about it. And that's what I do.
Is that good?
Well, you got to figure. I've been, during the pandemic, I've been to Miami, which was bad, New York City, which was bad, New Jersey, which was bad. Now, knock on wood, I got, and I was around some people that were positive, and I didn't get it, knock on wood. But you're exactly right. I think it's probably best because you won't be able to fly here for long.
But I'm saying, I think there's a little bit of a false sense of security here because most people got it. I don't think got it on trips because when you're on trips, you usually don't get 6 feet close to a stranger.
And well, New York City, you're in front of everybody.
When I was in New York City the last time, and I've been there since you've been there, people were not anywhere. It was a ghost town.
Well, it wasn't a ghost when the days I was there because it was nice out. And
it was nice when I was there. Yeah,
and it was nice and...
It was nice, but it was, I mean, people didn't get up on top of you
No, it wasn't like that, but...
And people did have masks on.
But you know, when I went to Seaside Heights, which it was in New Jersey, it was, I think it was like during spring. It was pretty busy there, though, actually, on the boardwalk. It was pretty busy. It was like, because a lot of people go to that Jersey Shore thing. I have no idea who they were, but it was a show on TV. And the kid I went with was younger. He watched it on television. I had no idea who it was. But.
And you did not wear a mask.
Mm-mm.
Why?
I don't know. I can't breathe in them. They're hard to breathe in.
So you've never wore one?
I mean, often, you know, when you have to go in at the time when it was mandatory and in storage. But I try to hurry up and get out of there. Yeah. And then when I got in, like, restaurants, when I went into the restaurants, as soon as I got to the table, I took it off.
Well, what do you think about this report now?
About
teenagers. It's spiking up in teenagers, so the CDC is saying you need to get your teenagers vaccinated.
No, yeah, I think the kids should be protected. I mean, because, you know, you got to have the kids because they're going to keep the world going.
All I know is people can do what they want. Here's what I will say. People can do what they want and get vaccinated or not. That's your business. But if people get sick now, you know, that's your choice.
Like right now, you can't get sick because you got yours and I'm not because you're vaccinated.
What I'm saying is that if you get sick now, mm-hmm. back in the holiday time or any time last year, there was no choice. Mm-hmm. You know, what could you do?
Oh, you mean as far as the mask?
As far as the vaccine.
Oh.
But now it's free mm-hmm. to everybody. There are no lines. You can walk in just about anywhere and get it now.
They said you can go to Kroger's. Is that true?
Well, you can go to Kroger. You can go to Meijer. You can go to the health department.
Can you go to your store?
Yeah.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So the point is that if you get sick now, you've had the choice for many, many months.
So why did they take the Johnson & Johnson off? Because they
said, back on the shelf.
They said because people were getting blood clots. Is that true?
It was, but it was a very few number of people, and that's why they put it back on. They said this is, you know, anything could have any side effect. You look at any pill bottle, there are side effects on it.
So what's the difference between the two-shotter and the one-shotter?
The one-shot is not as effective.
Oh, it's not?
85%.
Then why would... wouldn't you think you want everybody on the same thing?
Well, yeah, but some people don't want to go back for their second shot, and some people...
don't want to take it at all.
Right, there's a lot of conspiracy theories, but Johnson & Johnson, they're saying, is 85%. I think Moderna is 96%, and Pfizer's 97%.
Okay.
Now, that's in preventing it. But if you get it, if chance you did get it, it would be the symptoms would be more like a flu than death.
So, but you didn't have any symptoms on yours.
I have not said whether I've got the vaccination. We've been through this in the program already.
Oh, I thought you said you
have
did.
You had a surgery on
I
your?
Tons.
Well, I mean, how?
I had 10 surgery.
So
tons.
when you had a heart attack, how have you changed your life?
So you're getting to my, you won't tell you your personal, but you want to know my personal.
I'm just curious.
Why, so when you have your heart attack, you know what the symptoms are?
I don't think I'm going to be having a heart attack.
I don't know, that's what you said. That's what the old doctor said.
So do tell. How have you changed your life?
You know, I'm trying to cut back on the eating. Like that gentleman that called earlier, you know, I'm trying to change your eating habits. I need to go back to the gym. I've not been back to the gym for a while.
But go ahead, caller.
Do you have to be out right at 10 o'clock?
No, we're good.
Okay. I just talked to my son, who works for Delta.
Oh.
And they basically...
this goes back to the early 1980s, from what I understand. The FAA put in the average weight for a passenger, and in the summer, the average passenger weighs 170 pounds.
Ooh.
And in the winter, it, for some reason, it goes up 5 pounds. It's 175 pounds. Well, obviously, you know, this was set in motion 35, 40 years ago. So the FAA is now basically ordering airlines to kind of reconfigure, and they're now going to take an estimate as far as how many, you know, what the average weight is of a passenger. It's not on all flights, but there will be random flights, and they will weigh everybody. It's not just people, and I didn't know that, it's not just people that look overweight, but they will, if there's, you know, 120 people on the flight, they will actually weigh every person on that flight to get an average weight limit, which seems like it would delay, you know, takeoff and that sort of thing. But that is something that's being instituted here this summer by a number of airlines.
Now, this was done also in the 80s, and they got averages back then, but people
right.
are just bigger now.
Right, yeah. And the average, they came up when this was like the early 80s, so it was 40 years ago, and they figured the average American weighed 170 pounds. And obviously, 40 years later, the average American probably weighs more than 170 pounds.
All the fast food restaurants now.
Yeah, yeah.
I bet it's around 240 now, I would bet.
Yeah, but he mentioned, like, there are, like, a lot of the airports, like, the main airports, they're, you know, you don't really have weight restrictions, but he mentioned Reno, Nevada, and Colorado Springs, and there was another one. They are very tight as far as the runways. And if you have a bunch of really overweight people, the runways aren't long enough, and it's not safe once the plane lands for them to stop in time. So some of the smaller airports, they really are weight conscious, and as I said, like, you know, Atlanta or LA or something like that, that's not an issue. But some of the smaller airlines or smaller airports, once they reach that weight limit, you won't be able to fly.
Oh, that's interesting. Well, hey, thanks for the info.
Hey, you're welcome.
Appreciate it. Bye-bye. Now, see, now you owe me.
No.
I won the bet.
No, he says certain airlines.
Right.
But not the major ones.
But he said they will be weighing everybody on those flights, not singling out the heavy people.
Well, I mean, I was talking about the big airlines.
No,
like
you
America
said,
Airlines.
We can replay the tape.
Well, no, I said American Airlines.
You
they're
said,
not doing that. He says smaller airlines.
Well, if they're not doing it, then who did you talk to that said they were going to be singling
American
out?
Airlines when I called them.
So they were wrong.
Well, that's what that lady said.
So I was right.
She said they're only doing a certain amount of people. They can't do them all because it would delay the airline. So they're picking
well,
and
I don't
choosing
think
people.
They are going to do it all. I think Jeff said they're only going to do it on certain flights.
Yeah, smaller airlines. Not the major ones. That's what I said. American Airlines is a huge airline.
So you misunderstood. American Airlines ain't going to be weighing anybody.
I guess not, yeah. So
where did you get the idea that they were only going to be weighing
people? Well, because it's all on the internet.
Oh, here we go.
No, I did. I saw that.
I was right again. Bet I win.
I guess we're both we're both right.
No, we're not both right. You said that they were going to single out heavy people.
They will on the big airlines if they start doing it on the big airlines.
They're not doing it on the big airlines.
But if they do, though.
But they're not.
But
we're not talking about if. We're talking about what.
Yeah, I know. But I'm just saying if they ever do, though.
But that's not fact. They are going to do it on smaller airlines to get an average weight of what Americans are in 2021.
Yeah.
And you see the dangers that can happen? The runways aren't long enough. Do you want that happening? You want to see a plane go off the runway?
We have so many planes go off the runway without having fat people.
Well, maybe that's the reason they are going off the runway.
No, that's not true. It's just because
I know the average American doesn't weigh 170 pounds now.
No, I mean, it's more than that now.
They should have done this a long time ago.
Well, we have all these fast food restaurants and stuff now.
Well?
You know? And it's
easy. But why should the airlines, you think, would have kept... They shouldn't have waited 30 years.
Well, I don't know. I'm not a commissioner.
Get out the scale. We got about 5 minutes left here. 740-383-9944. Anybody have anything to say? 740-383-9944. So you're not in Vax-a-Million.
I am not.
I'm $1 million winners now.
Yeah. I don't think my name. You know, I bet that's rigged. Don't you think?
I don't.
They probably know who the people are going to be. They want to pick.
Mike DeWine going to run for governor again.
I ain't voting for him.
Okay.
I'm not voting for him.
Do you like any governor of Ohio? You didn't care for the last one, Mr. Kasich.
No, I did not care for Kasich. No, I don't.
Thank goodness we don't need to hear about that anymore.
I think Jesse Ferreira should be our governor.
Who?
Jesse.
Jesse who?
Ferreira.
Oh, Jesse Ventura.
Oh, Ventura, yeah. I said Ferreira. Yeah, I think he should be our governor.
Well, what do you think about Caitlyn Jenner running for governor out in California?
Yeah, I saw that. I don't know about that one. Do you?
Well, why not? Anybody can be governor.
Well, I know that Arnold Schwarzenegger was.
Jesse Ventura was.
Yeah, I know.
I think we need an entertaining governor here in Ohio.
That's what I'm saying, yeah.
Who would be entertaining? You have to live in Ohio, though, so we have to find a governor who'd be entertaining.
Oh, jeez.
Well, who lives in Ohio who's entertaining?
Good question. They're about
maybe I can talk to the Buckeye guy on Thursday. But wouldn't he like that?
Oh.
You know, he'd stand up there at the press conference and they'd say, Mr. Governor, what are you going to do about school lunches? He'd say, that is unbelievable.
Now, Ted Williams was going to run for it, right?
I can't get into that.
So I'm just saying this.
I don't know.
I heard that on your show.
Yes, he did announce that on my show.
You did, he did. I
don't know what happened there.
Okay.
People ask me that all the time.
Yeah.
I don't know what happened.
And I saw on Facebook, he says that is Facebook family, that is incorrect.
You know, he doesn't run his Facebook.
Who does that?
I can't get into that either.
Oh,
I'm not saying anything.
Okay.
All I did was an interview.
Yeah.
I don't know any more than that.
I'm just saying, I heard it on your show loud and clear.
So how do you fault me in this?
No, I'm just saying, though. I heard it on your show, but now... Now I'm being told he's not. I'm a little sad about it.
Well, you vote for him. Maybe he'll get back in. There's still time. Maybe he'll get back in and get back out.
I thought Adam was going to call in tonight.
I don't know. Maybe
he found out that Angie wasn't going to be on. I took her place tonight.
I don't know.
He's like, I'm not
calling in.
Wouldn't
you vote for Ted Williams?
I would vote for Ted Williams.
Well,
yes.
There you go.
Yes.
Because right now we got DeWine.
Mm-hmm.
And you got Nan Whaley, who was on my show this morning, by the way.
Nan Whaley.
Yeah, she's the... Why do you say it like that?
No, I didn't.
It's her name.
Okay. What
Why
did she
do you say it like you got
what?
Some problem with it?
What did she do? What is she?
She's the mayor of Dayton.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, you know I was in Dayton the other day.
Okay.
Yeah.
What's this got to do with anything?
I'm just saying, I wasn't...
You were in her territory.
I was in her territory.
Go down there and say her name like that. You'll end up in prison.
Yeah.
Okay, you got Nan Whaley.
Mm-hmm.
You got... Governor DeWine, who would you vote for?
Well, I think I'll probably vote for Nan Whaley. She sounds
would you
like
say it like that when you went in?
I would.
Okay.
I think she sounds interesting.
I heard Kasich might run again.
Oh, he's another. You know that he's another. He should be down there with President Bush down in Texas. That's where they should become best friends.
What about Renacci? Might challenge Governor DeWine.
Really?
Yeah, for the Republican nomination.
Ooh, that'll be a good one.
Do you care about that?
Yeah, I don't care about it.
No. So what about Nan Whaley?
Nan Whaley?
Is where your money's at.
Yeah.
You want a woman governor.
I want a woman governor.
We've never had a woman governor.
I think it's time for Nan Whaley to be our governor.
Governor Nan.
You know what? I collect all our governor autographs. And, you know, I hate to say I do have, you know, his autograph.
I've interviewed Governor DeWine.
Mm-hmm.
I've interviewed Governor Strickland.
Mm-hmm.
I've
nice.
Interviewed... Who?
Strickland's nice.
Yeah. I've interviewed Governor Celeste.
Mm-hmm.
I interviewed Governor Gilligan.
Oh, I remember him.
Yep.
He had a bleeding... Remember was it Bob Evans?
We're about out of time. Don't bring that up.
Just say
don't
what bring, happened. What happened? Did he bump his arm and...
He was the governor of Ohio.
Now, he is he still living?
No, he's gone.
Oh,
he went on to his reward.
You know, he was a nice guy, though. Very nice guy to talk to.
So I've interviewed four governors of Ohio, and if Nan Whaley gets it, I've interviewed her.
I think she should get it.
If Ted Williams gets it, I'll interview him.
I'm going to put a sign of Nan Whaley in my...
Why do you say it like that?
I just love that name. I like that name now. I'm going to ask for an autograph.
What's well, because you've kissed a Nan on the lips. True or false? 90-year-old Nan, who used to be on the show with Marge, you kissed her on the lips in the studio, and you like anybody named Nan. True or false?
Well, you know,
you did kiss her on the lips
because she always wanted to kiss me
at 90 years
kiss
of
me
age.
On the lips. That's all she
90
wanted.
Years of age.
That's all right.
You kissed her right on the lips.
She. That's what she liked.
Good. Well, that's nice to know. I knew there was something. That's why you like Nan Whaley, because you kissed Nan Weir right on the lips. That's true.
Hey, speaking of Nan Weir, how's she doing?
I don't know.
I have to go see her.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. If you can find her.
Yeah, she's by. Off the collar,
and then we got Harding's mistress was Nan Britton.
Nan, oh,
those are the only Nans that I know.
Nan Whaley.
Nan, stop saying it like that.
No, I'm just saying Nan, she's interesting.
Nan, you don't even know who she was 15 years ago.
The name just sounds interesting. Yeah.
Nan is not a real name. It's a shortened.
What's the real name?
I don't know. Nanette.
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 But Nan Weir, her name was not Nanette. Her name was something strange, like. Betsy.
It was not Betsy. No, it was not Betsy. Her name was Nan.
Well, it's been good to have you in.
She was really nice.
She's still around.
I know. I'm saying when she was here, she was really nice to
her. Yes. Nan Whaley's around.
Yeah.
Say it normal.
Nan Whaley.
Who would you vote for in the next election?
Nan Whaley.
Say it normal.
Nan Whaley.
There you go. So you're on the Nan. You're announcing a year and a half early because Ted Williams backed out.
Yeah.
You're going for Nan Whaley.
Absolutely. I'm going to put her in my front yard.
Her or a sign?
What, a sign. Yeah.
You're not going to have her stand out there and say, vote for me. She was on the show today.
Yeah, I'll call her up and say, hey, can you come in my front yard?
Okay.
Because, you know, I live across the street.
Her and Mary Ellen talked on my show this morning.
Oh, really?
They did.
They get along?
Yeah, they got along good.
Yeah, because they're both Democrats. Right?
Well, I don't know. You can get along with the Republicans.
I know, but I'm just saying, aren't they both Democrats?
They certainly are.
Yeah.
So what if Ted Williams gets back in?
I don't. You think he will?
Well, don't ask me. I'm not touching that with a 10-foot pole.
Well, I heard him on your show, though.
But you get over that.
No.
You know, I can't control what people say.
I know, but, you know.
God bless his heart. We hope he'll be here Thursday night.
Hey, I'm sure he will be.
Maybe he'll show up Thursday and announce he's running for dog catcher or something. We'll make all kinds of news.
There you go.
All right. For this Friday night, for all of us at WWGH Radio, for Sean Krabs sitting in for Angie Evers, who's at the dance recital, this is Scott Spears heading for the dugout.
I've already applied, already interviewed, and already hired by now because we rotate everybody in and out of a 7-day schedule. So you're going to get plenty of hours this